us for the Pledge of Allegiance as we begin the meeting?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. Chuck?
Move to pay the minutes from the previous.
Second?
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes. Move that we excuse our colleague?
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes. 9:30, we have Mike Tilton from the Auditor's Office. All yours, Mike.
Tim has a revised award letter that I brought today. We put out for bid the aerial oblique photography. This is the software tool that allows us to have 3D aerial photography of properties in Butler County. The software is used not just by the Auditor's Office. We provide it as part of the license agreement to entities within Butler County and agencies underneath the umbrella of Butler County. That includes the Auditor's Office, Environmental Services, Planning, EMA, Prosecutor's Office, Health Department, Engineer's Office, Soil Water, Regional Airport, and Sheriff's Department. Entities within the county that we also provide the software under the license agreement is Miami University, Westchester Township, Liberty Township, City of Oxford, City of Hamilton, Fairfield, Trenton, Fairfield, Monroe, and Oxford. We put a lot of man hours into this project that we have now. We purchased it 2 years ago under contract bid. And I'd like to thank our GIS department, which Doug Kotnick, our director of GIS, is here today. They spent a lot of man hours installing software 2 years ago to all these entities. It was up for bid this year. We did have two bids submitted. One was for a product called Casera. They're similar products. Price-wise, they're very similar. My award letter originally listed a price that was slightly higher for pictometry. The award letter was for $219,380. I did discover that they had listed in their base price some web software we did not need. So the revised award letters for $214,610, which is slightly below $216,000 for Casera. It's still close enough worth looking at. Mr. Kotnick and his team in GIS did do a WebEx demo of the competing product. It's very similar, 3D aerial photography. You can do some measurement tools. Biggest issue with the competitor is they had no proven 911 integration. They believe they could do it, but we would have liked to have known someone who's used it and been successful. We put a lot of hours in what we have. The other issue is having to go back and retrain all these entities I just mentioned. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars worth of man hours to retrain all those. We rented Miami University to provide a lot of our training for the pictometry. So I ask that you do accept the bid. It is the lower of the two bids with the revised letter, and it is the better choice.
Mike, you said the second bidder who didn't have any experience, were they substantially lower in their bid?
They're very close. They were $216,000, and pictometry is $214,610. So pictometry is slightly lower once I had them remove that web product that they had listed in their base price.
You'd think that second company would give us a bargain price in order to get proven, because I imagine other entities would have the same worry that
they
haven't been proven.
What the price was, but we didn't inform them what the other bidder was. And we didn't inform pictometry what the other bidder was.
Right.
So this is what they get.
I'm just thinking that if I'm in this business and I don't have a proven track record with the 911 capability, I would want to get my foot in the door by saying, hey, here's where we've done it.
But yeah, I agree with you.
I guess that wasn't the case.
When you think about what these two companies do, I'm surprised both are as low as they are. They have airplanes fly the entire county, taking photos at angles, both went out both sides of the planes, crisscrossing the entire county. It's pretty expensive. And then they digitize all these images and put it into a software product that now allows us to measure a house and go all the way around the house. It is a useful tool for 911, DMA, everybody. But And the license agreement, again, allows all these entities to use it free of charge without paying additional fees. Westchester does not have to pay us anything for us to provide the service, provide the training for them. That's a lot for 214. I'm surprised they're both this low, honestly.
And how often do we do this?
Once every 2 years.
Once every 2 years. We haven't done this in 2 years.
Yes. Actually, Westchester asked if we could do it once a year, but price-wise, we'd rather not.
Mm-hmm. They want to chip in?
Actually, if in the award, I listed some of the options that we're withholding at this point. One of the option is for the geographic imaging, so we know the heights differences. Westchester's interested in kicking in some money towards that. One of the other, what was the other option, Doug?
The fall flight.
Economic development is interested in possibly a fall flight. It's a $24,000 option. Actually, they fly it early fall, so the greenery is on the trees. When we fly it, what we need it for, we don't want any leaves on trees. We want to be able to measure structures, so we want it flown now. Economic development for parks, planning, they would rather see the greenery. They want the pretty pictures. So there's some options there that we've included as possibly adding later, but we could probably get some assistance from other entities to kick in for those if we want to do them later.
Now, I can understand how Westchester, Liberty Township, those fast-growing areas would want to do it every year, but I would imagine they would rethink that now with the slowdown in the economy, and you know, there's not very many new subdivisions being platted.
You're correct. But a lot has happened in the 2 years since we did fly, and they're mm-hmm. anxious we get this right away.
Yeah. I bet you they won't be a year from now. Not
no.
That
interesting. Might not see a lot of change. Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, Mike, mm-hmm. spell the name of that second bidder.
Kucera is K-U-C-E-R-O.
I move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Tim, you want to take us through the resolutions?
Yes, sir. First, we have two requests for travel and training today. First is from the Butler County Sheriff's Office, Lieutenant Scott Brown and Sergeant Bill Roark. This was mock prison riot training, $650 in Moundsville, West Virginia, May 3rd to May 6th. Next is Donna Everson, Victoria Asher, Desmond Matei to attend the Community Development Spring Quarterly Meeting. This is in Columbus, Ohio, May 5th through 7th. $1,600. As we move to transfers and appropriations. We have eight items for your consideration today. First is in the Economic Development Department, an increase in budget of $23,894 to final entries to close department due to separation of staff, and then a corresponding decrease in budget to the same department of $2,097. Item number two, communication system. It's an increase of $25,000 for construction cost. Item number three, the tax abatement fee fund, 0100. This is a decrease in budget of $50,516 as this department and fund is being closed due to separation of staff. Item number four and five are related. They're a correction from a previous entry with no impact on the budget. Item number six, the sewer capacity fund, 3510. This is an increase of $12,000. Into this fund for additional development additional developer reimbursements. Item number seven, the water fund 4100. This is an increase of $3,000 for an additional contribution needed to the Mill Creek Watershed Council. And number eight, the Justice Assistance Grant, it's JAG grant. This is an increase of $31,877 and $3,000 accordingly in order to make distributions of this grant to the various departments that are receiving the grant funds. Next, under finance, we have a increase in estimated resources for the court remodeling fund, Fund 2025, of $10,000. As we move on to personnel, we have several personnel items today. First is to accept and place on file the payroll from Job and Family Services. The changes in this payroll have been reconciled to previously approved resolutions by the Board of County Commissioners. Next is to approve a step increase for Bobby Johnson, Collective Bargain Unit Member, Children's Services, to $17.13, effective March 28th. Next is approve the promotion of Sean Whitehead, Collective Bargain Unit Member, Children's Services, to Family Resource Specialist at a rate of $14.07, effective April 20th, 2009. Next is to approve a step increase for Rebecca Marlowe, Collective Bargain Unit Member, Children's Services, to $19.49, effective April 4th, 2009. Next is approve a step increase for Allison Gardner, Collective Bargain Unit Member, Children's Services, to $21.29, effective April 2nd, 2009. Next, we have a step increase for Christine Hodges, Collective Bargain Unit Member, Children's Services, to $22.76, and that is effective April 1. Next is to approve a step increase, Collective Bargain Unit Member, Children's Services, to $24.83 for Julie Dybel, and that is effective April 3rd, 2001. And of the step increases that we just passed on, I did review all of those performance evaluations, found them to be satisfactory. Of the last set of performance evaluations that we did review, or I reviewed, there was one rejected for unsatisfactory performance. As we move forward to comp time, there's a comp time payout to Stacy Hott for $362.34. Comp time payout to Tom Brock, $1,998.40. You're requested to approve the hiring of Julie Bender as Social Services Worker 2, Children's Services, starting at a rate of $16.07, effective June 22nd, 2009. You're requested to approve the hiring of Carly Sellers as Social Services Worker 2, at $16.07, effective May 18th, 2009. As we move on to Job and Family Services, we have two items for your consideration today. First is the First Amendment to a contract with Jeff Pullman Tire for the provision for car repairs under the PRC participants and grants. This is a grant that enables people to attain and retain employment. Next, they're requesting, Children's Services request the approval of an agreement with the United Methodist Children's Home for behavioral and mental health services from March 1, 2009 to December 31, 2009 at a price of $7,000, not to exceed $7,000. As we move on to Water and Sewer, Water and Sewer has five items for your consideration today. First is to receive and refer bids for the sale of agricultural equipment that the county has. The purchasers have bidded the following for the John Deere. 9100, David Beezer would like to purchase it for $43,501. For the John Deere, $45,60. The highest bid, again, is David Beezer would like to purchase it at $41,251. For the John Deere 510 Ripper, the highest proposed purchase is from Tom and Kim Reedy at $3,761. For the Knight 8132 Spreader, we have the highest bid. David Beezer would like to purchase it at $11,751. And finally, the Crouch Disc. Tom and Kim Reedy have the highest proposed purchase at $26. Water and Sewer also received and referred bids for the Swordsville Water Reclamation Facility Phase 1 improvements. There was a general bid, electrical bid, and a combination bid. The lowest general bid is from AmeriCon Inc. at $1,787,500. The high bid there was $2,125,000. For the electrical portion of this contract, the low bid is Rapier Electric, $259,074. So if you take those two and add them together, if you contract with those separately, you get a separate total contract of $2,046,574. Other contractors also bid a combination bid for both General Electric, and the low bid for the combination bid is $2,089,600 even. Water and Sewer requests you to receive and refer bids for the concrete requirements contract, contract number 00A84. The low bid came from Adelita Construction at $149,200 even. The high bid was $210,600 even. Water and Sewer requests you to approve and execute a memorandum of understanding with Butler County Solid Waste District and the Butler County Engineer's Office to enable their e-waste drop-off campaign. Finally, Water and Sewer requests you to approve a special wastewater discharge agreement for the Skinner Landfill Superfund site. As we move on to the engineer. The engineer has several requests for you today. First is to advertise for bids for Union Center Boulevard widening contract 20094. Next, to advertise for bids for SAMI of various county and township roads and the black mat of various township roads, contract number 2009-12. They ask you to receive and refer bids for the purchase of equipment. They would like to purchase 4 50,000 GVW tandem axle trucks under contract 2009-2M. Only one bid was received. It was from J.W. Devers and Son at a bid price of $254,200. Next, you're asked to approve an addendum to an agreement with ME Companies for the Hamilton Mason Road and Bypass 4 improvement. The addendum shall not exceed $35,380. Next, you're requested to approve an amendment to an agreement with the Ohio Department of Transportation for reimbursement of funds for the Hamilton Mason Road Bypass 4 improvement. Engineer requests you to cancel maintenance bond for Black Road Subdivision for Brenda Drive, cancel maintenance bond for Crescent Industrial Section 3, cancel maintenance bond for Jeffers Subdivision, Section 34, cancel maintenance bond for Kevin Estates, Section 2, cancel maintenance bond for Kyle Station Meadows, Section 2, Block A, cancel maintenance bond for Liberty Farms, cancel maintenance bond for Port Union Distribution Center, Phase 2A, cancel maintenance bond for Port Union Distribution Center, Phase 3B, cancel maintenance bond for Woods of Lakewood, Section 3B. Grant a special hauling permit to Duke Energy. Grant another special hauling permit to Max Steel Service Center. And finally, to approve the sale of items via internet auction with GovDeals. The items being sold is a 1997 Chevy C3500 with 199,000 miles, a 96 Lincoln Sweeper with 1,564 hours, one Flightline toolbox, and 32 used traffic signal strand poles. As we move on to miscellaneous, we have two items for your consideration. First is to approve outside legal counsel for Butler County Treasurer for the collection of delinquent taxes. And next, to approve reimbursements of $56.90 to Lana Benton for Job and Family Services retirement gift. And finally, we have 30 payment approvals for your approval.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Chuck, do you have anything at this time? Anyone in the audience have anything?
Mark Havercost, 7356 Weathersfield Drive in Westchester.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, members of the commission. 7 months ago, I spoke in this very room with my concerns about how poorly the Butler Emergency Management Agency was being run in light of the September windstorms. This past Tuesday, I attended the EMA special meeting. Just like 7 months ago, there was no public notice about this meeting. The front page of their website, which I'll hold up for you, does not mention any meetings. When you click on the schedules, meetings are listed from last year. Even more obscene, when you click on the calendar, it's from 2007. After Tuesday's meeting, I approached Chairman Mark Sutton and asked how the public would know about any meetings. He had no clue and referred to his interim director. She claims to send a single email to the news, which she admits knowing the media doesn't announce or print. If this blatant skirting of Ohio's Sunshine Law weren't bad enough, the next meeting is scheduled after hours in the sixth floor commissioner's meeting room when the building is most probably locked. The EMA's meeting agenda is further proof this arrogant bunch doesn't want any input from the public, as there is no opportunity for citizens to address this board. In the first 10 minutes of the Tuesday meeting, it was revealed the EMA had lost two financial grants by their own inaction. The first grant would have provided a regional disaster training event, which now will not happen. The second grant would have provided funds to acquire furnishings for the new Princeton Road facility. This grant had already been given a deadline extension, which was also missed. EMA Chairman Mark Sutton blamed the problem of missed financial grants on not having a director. My reaction is the EMA board and county commissioners have known for over 6 months that Turner was going to leave. It's apparent from their own website, which is a year behind, that the entire EMA is asleep at the wheel. If the EMA's philosophy is the entire operation depends on having a director, what happens during an emergency if the director isn't available? The answer is simple. The agency and its board of directors will do nothing, just like they have the past 6 months. I believe the buck stops right here with the commissioners. The entire EMA board needs to be replaced before they hire one of their cronies as director, just like Children's Services did when that agency went astray. EMA was started to protect the citizens of Butler County, and by missing grant opportunities, not informing the public about their meetings, and considering another public official as director is a great disservice to this community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Nope.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Dolivet?
Yes.